Well, hello there. Welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope with Rodney Mathers. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. On the show today is Michelle Sfakianos. And Michelle has written a book called The 411 on Life Skills. I'm having Michelle on the show today because those of us that have been incarcerated for a long time, when we come out, she's got some interesting ideas on just household safety. If you live somewhere where you use propane, or you're living somewhere where you use propane for the first time, she's got safety tips on that. Things we might have forgotten while we were incarcerated. She's also got some ideas on how to keep food fresh and that sort of thing. It sounds like it's something that you may not need to know, but let me tell you something. When you listen to Michelle talk, you're going to be glad you heard what she had to say. I know I was. We're going to be right back with Michelle right after this on The Journey of Hope. Group of guests coming up in the next 8 weeks or so right here on The Journey of Hope. And I want to just remind you that you want to stay tuned for these guests who have a message specifically targeted to people who have been incarcerated and their families and loved ones as they're coming home from incarceration. Great group of guests. You want to be sure and stay tuned in the next 8 weeks or so right here on The Journey of Hope.
A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came
just a small town girl living in. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back. We have a very special guest on the phone with us today. Michelle has written a book called The 411 of Life Skills, and it's a very basic book. I've read through a couple of chapters. It's excellent reading, though, for people that need to get organized. And Michelle, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
The first thing I wanted to ask you is just to tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to write this book.
Okay. I'm a registered nurse. I'm a life skills expert, mother and grandmother. And my daughter was getting ready to move out of the home, and I decided, you know, maybe I'd start writing some notes for her because I worried, as a parent, had I taught everything that she needed to know to be able to take care of not only herself but her small son. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the more I wrote and the more I researched, I realized that they stopped teaching life skills courses in our school system. And if they do offer them, they're offered as an elective and not a required course. So mm-hmm. where's everybody learning this information?
Mm-hmm. And when I was looking through the chapters that you sent me, I was thinking, well, this is basic, but there's some excellent ideas in there that I've never really thought about before, and I want to jump into some of the specifics. For example, let's start talking about some of the rules about food safety. That was one of the ones, and my wife and I looked at this too. A lot of ex-offenders, who's the audience for the show, you know, we got to eat a lot of leftovers and stuff. Let's talk about the rules on leftovers. How long, when can you microwave something after it's been sitting in the refrigerator, say chicken, for example? What could you tell us about that?
Well, you know, you have to be really, really careful with leftovers. I know a lot of people think, oh, you know, it's been in there for a few days and I'll microwave it and it'll be fine. You know, most refrigerated storage times for, say, chicken is 1 to 2 days.
Mm.
You know, and even though that you know, it's been in there 1 or 2 days and you microwave it, you have to make sure that you see steam coming off of it to make sure that it's killed any bacteria that may have grown.
So the key would be to see steam coming off of it and not more than a couple of days. What about this? What about you cook some fried chicken, you leave it out because you're nibbling on it or whatever. How long can you leave something like that out before it needs to be refrigerated? Now, my wife and I had a discussion about this, by the way.
Actually, after you're finished eating, you really should put things away. You'd be real surprised how quickly bacteria can grow on things that have been sitting out. I mean, I know even with thawing, a lot of people, they put their meat on the counter, their frozen meat on the counter, and let it thaw out all day. You know, even doing that, you're taking the risk. If there's a puncture, say, in the packaging, you're taking a risk that while that's trying to thaw out, the parts that are thawed, bacteria could easily be introduced into that package.
Well, you're scaring me because we do that every day around here. What's the proper way to thaw out a piece of frozen meat?
Well, there's several ways you can do it. One would be refrigerator thawing. You'd want to take the frozen food, you know, out of the refrigerator and put it in, take it from the freezer and put it in the refrigerator the night before you plan to eat it, or at least, you know, up to 2 days before you plan to eat it. You know, anything over 5 pounds, you need to take at least 24 hours per 5 pounds to thaw.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure, you know, and you can keep that in the refrigerator, anything like poultry and fish and ground meat that's already, you know, say you've already defrosted it in the fridge, it can stay in there at least another 1 to 2 days.
Okay.
Before cooking it. And beef and pork, lamb, and I believe veal, those can be kept refrigerated for another 3 to 5 days after thawing. And another thing is, if you do decide that you use the refrigerator thawing and you decide not to cook the food, you can refreeze it with the same time limit.
I was going to ask you, okay, tell us about that, because I was going to ask you about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As long as, you know, you have to check your temperatures on your refrigerator, but, you know, of course you don't want your regular refrigerator to freezing. The normal place to keep it between, or, you know, around your 5, 6, 7 range of your coldness. But yes, if you do thaw something out in your refrigerator and you don't take it out and leave it out, or you don't, you know, attempt to cook it, you can refreeze it safely.
Oh, okay. And what about meat that's not totally thawed? It might still be a little bit frozen, say some ground beef or something. You know, the outside is okay, but the inside is still a little icy. Is it okay to go ahead and start cooking that?
To start cooking it? Yes.
Yeah.
Your cooking time sometimes double, or, you know, maybe not quite double, but they are going to increase when you cook without thawing. A lot of times, you know, the everything says, you know, approximately 50% longer than the recommended time for your fully thawed or your fresh meat, poultry, those kind of things that you buy from the store, bring it home and want to cook it right away. So if you don't thaw it out, you know, completely, just know that it's going to take a little bit more time to cook.
Well, those of us that have been to prison and we're coming home and getting ourselves back together again, we may have forgotten some of these rules, and that's the reason I ask you to be on the show. I mean, it sounds kind of simple and common sense, but it's really not. I mean, you know, you really got to think about what you're doing, or you're going to get, what would be the results of, say, eating meat that it turned bad, make you sick, right? You don't want to do that. So
absolutely. It can give you food poisoning.
Uh-huh.
It could give you a trip to the emergency room, an overnight stay, possibly up to a week stay in a hospital for food poisoning.
Don't
and at times, depending on the, you know, the food article, it could be deadly.
Well, what about canned goods? I've always heard, my mother always taught me, you know, once you open the can, you don't, you know, you have to totally empty it out. Is that true? Can you store things in a can once you've opened it? Say a can of green beans.
You are not supposed to store anything in a refrigerator that's in a can or in a pot.
Oh, a pot. Really?
A pot as well. A lot of your pots, you know, the nonstick cookware, there's certain items or articles that are, you know, that make these pots, and they could, you know, just like your cans, some of your cans have that lead, they have other things that they're made out of, and you are not supposed to store stuff in a can in the refrigerator. You need to take it out, put it in a bowl, whether it's plastic or glass, and cover it tightly so that, you know, no kind of bacteria or anything can get inside there.
What about milk? Milk has got an expiration date on it, and I don't know why, but my entire life, and even as I was going through prison, I would check the dates on that milk. A lot of times the milk would not be totally cold, and that scared me. And so even to this day, if it's even a couple of days before the expiration, I won't even try to drink it. I just got this paranoia about it. But milk is really good a little bit after that date, isn't it?
Well, it's probably good, you know, maybe a day or two, I would say, after the date. You know, my biggest thing with milk is it needs to stay really cold. And, you know, before you smell milk, you need to shake it.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, and then, you know, my test is I shake it, I smell it. If I'm still a little iffy, then I'll taste it. And if it tastes okay, then we're good. But I do keep an eye on that date. I do with everything that I utilize, I keep an eye on that date. Because remember, you have use-by dates and you have sell-by dates.
Okay, what's the difference there?
Okay, you have a used-by, meaning you're supposed to use that product by that date. Usually you can give or take, I would give it up to a week, depending on the product. You know, bread, sometimes it'll say use by, you know, and you have the date of today, but it's still kind of fresh over the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of a personal preference.
Okay.
The sell-by dates, say on eggs.
Okay.
You have a sell-by date. The store needs to sell that product by that date to guarantee freshness for at least another week.
You know, I just learned just in the past couple of weeks that diet drinks, we drink Diet Coke and Diet Dr. Pepper and stuff around here, that they have an expiration date on them. And I never knew that. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am. And you really do have to watch those as well.
My wife took some expired Diet Coke back to Walmart, and the manager there had no idea that there was
an
expiration date. Yeah, that's why I was asking you about it. But anyway, so you got to watch that date as well, I guess. Okay, let's switch gears here a little bit. A lot of ex-offenders, because of financial situations or whatever, when they come home from prison, they find themselves living maybe in a more rural area, sometimes in a mobile home, and they have to deal with propane for the first time. And I know that you talk about this in your book as well. Let's talk about the do's and don'ts of propane. It can be dangerous. Can it?
Oh, it can absolutely be dangerous, especially, you know, depending on where you place your grill or your propane and, you know, where you store it. You have to be really, really careful there. You don't want to cook in an inside, say, like you have a garage. You don't want to have that grill inside of that garage while cooking, because not only the smoke, the flame, you know, that could cause a fire. But if you don't turn your propane completely off, then that gas smell, it'll be in your garage and can come into your home as you come and go.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times with propane grills especially, you know, before you even utilize them, you always want to make sure to check the cylinder hose for any kind of leaks.
Okay,
and,
good tip.
And, you know, most everybody knows you use a little light soapy and water solution to kind of pour it over there and see if any propane is, you know, releasing any kind of bubbles.
Well, I didn't know that, but I do
now.
good tip. Okay, great.
Absolutely. And, you know, if your grill does have a leak, either by the smell or the little soapy bubble test, and there's no flame, you definitely don't want to use it until you can have it checked either by a service professional or, you know, a lot of times I know people will take their grills, or they'll have the fire department stop by, not calling them as 911.
Yeah.
But, you know, they can also check that for you.
Michelle, what do we know about people that that go through the process that you're talking about in your book? It's kind of organization too, isn't it? What do we know about the difference of people's, I mean, are they more successful if they stay clean and organized? What do we know about the, as opposed to not, what do we know about the differences?
Well, you know, if you think about it, when you have a home or an apartment, even your car, okay, if you keep that clean, if you keep, you know, articles picked up, put away, that kind of thing, don't you get that sense of accomplishment?
Absolutely.
Whereas, you know, if you're trying to wade through piles of clothes, you know, and you can't find anything because, you know, things aren't organized, don't you feel a sense of frustration?
Absolutely.
You know, I really think, and that also goes from your home and into your personal life as well as your work life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're organized and you know, have everything clean and put away, and I'm not talking a white glove test here, you know.
Right.
I'm talking sanitary, deodorized, clean. Not going to make you sick, clean, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you have it have your life that way, then you're going to have that sense of, hey, I've got it together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to show in your personal life and your business life. I believe it's going to make you work harder to accomplish the goals that you may have in life.
We're going to continue talking with Michelle. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more questions about these interesting topics for people coming home from prison. We'll be right back after this. Well, I sure do love getting emails from you guys. You can always catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney at yahoo.com. Be sure and drop me a line.
Tonight after sundown, I'm going to pack my kids. I leave without a sound.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back. We're talking with Michelle about her book. Michelle, listen, what are some of the other topics in your book? We've talked about propane and we've talked about food safety. What are some other things in your book that would be of interest to ex-offenders coming home?
Well, I think a real big topic, along with the food spoilage topic, is preventing pests and bugs.
Okay.
You know, you need to limit where you eat.
Okay.
You don't need to leave those pizza boxes lying around all day long. You know, that attracts bugs, roaches, ants, you know, different kinds of bugs. You want to make sure, you know, that you're washing your dishes, keeping them out of your sink. Even if you're just rinsing them, make sure to always rinse your dishes and put them in the sink, even if you're not going to wash them right at this moment. But, you know, just to make sure you rinse everything off and clean everything off so, you know, you're not having kind of pests. Okay, if you do have pests, make sure that you get rid of them immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's different mouse traps. A mouse trap with peanut butter on it works great for
mm-hmm.
mice.
Mm-hmm.
They love peanut butter. Other things would be, you know, laundry, making sure that you're doing your laundry appropriately. You know, a lot of people don't know that you sort your laundry, you wash the darks on cold water, you wash the whites on warm or hot water, you know, that way that you keep all the colors separate, so you don't, you're not wearing, you know, pink socks when you've washed a red shirt with them.
So when you've invested money in clothes for, say, interviews, you want to keep them nice and crisp, and that makes a lot of sense. Michelle, let me ask you this. You know, a lot of people coming home from prison. Hang on just a second. We're going to stop right here for just a second. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, we had a little problem with the volume on your phone. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so we're speaking with Michelle about her. But, Michelle, where can we find your book? And is it on Amazon? Where do we get a hold of it?
Absolutely. The book is on Amazon. It's on barnesandnoble.com. And it's on my website, which is the411onlifeskills.com.
And the book is excellent. I highly recommend it. You might think it's a little simple, but it's good reading, and it will it'll give you some good tips on things that that you might need in order to get yourself together as you're coming home from prison. And those of you that are expecting someone home from prison, you might want to snag a copy and give it as a gift. Michelle, thank you so much for being here on the Journey of Hope today.
Thank you for having me. It was wonderful.
My name is Rodney Mathers. We'll be right back after this.
Michelle, for being on the show today. We've totally run out of time. We're going to see you next week right here on The Journey Hope. But first, I want to remind you, if God is for you, who can be against you? Be sure you tune in next time right here on The Journey of Hope.